With the words of my mouth and meditation of my heart, they will accept in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, here we are nearly at the end of Eastertide. Our Lord has been around nearly 40 days, giving instructions to the apostles, equipping them to do his work, equipping them to remit sins, or retain sins, as the Spirit led them to do, to go forth. His final words, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing him in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. And as he said that, promising then he would be with him until the end of the world. So this is the fifth Sunday after Eastertide, called Rogation Sunday. In the Latin word rogare, it means to ask or to pray. The same thing, really. If we direct it to God, of course. The Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, which followed and preceded Ascension Day, are known as the Rogation Days. From the ancient custom of saying solemn prayers and litanies on those days for the protection of the nation and blessing of the crops, which in Europe would be planted about this time. The customs have nearly now all disappeared, but the name remains and the emphasis in the Eucharistic lections for this Sunday are still about prayer and the practical application of the goodwill expressed in prayer, not in appropriate themes as we approach Whitsunday. Sunday. These all lead up to Whitsunday. Sunday. One year when I was preaching this, I had a bunch of city folk, and I made a little fun of it and said, you know, we bookend the growing season with Rogation Sunday, the planting, and Thanksgiving when we harvest. And I told them jokingly, I said, that milk that you brought out of the milk case didn't come from that milk case. That steak you bought didn't come from the meat case. It came from farmers who put everything on the line to grow it for us, trusting in the provision of God to give them those crops. So as we approach Ascension Day, we're asking God to bless what's planted in the ground, what is provide for it, what will provide us with food, for sustenance, for things we need. In the Lord's Prayer, again, the idea of praying, of course, the very best words are what? The words that our Lord himself spoke, the Our Father. We ask, we give thanksgiving. We trust God to give us those things that we need. And I'll read through the Lord's Prayer and where we will understand where we first thank God for being God. We ask him for things. We ask him to forgive us our sins. We ask him to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. We have to do that. It's awfully hard sometimes to forgive people, but if we expect to be forgiven, we have to truly ask forgiveness for those that have hurt us in any way, those who have wronged us and done it wrongfully. We have to look at our Lord for what he endured. And after all, as we've said many times, he is the model. He is the example. He is God. And he did what he did for us as God, but also as man. When he was in the garden, he didn't just sweat. He sweat drops of blood. I've had people say to me, well, he was God, so was it a big deal? It was a huge deal. He suffered as a man. He even asked God the Father, spare me from this moment, if it be thy will. But nevertheless, thy will be done. So we've got to be doers of the word as well. Do what he tells us to do. Visit the sick, the fatherless. You know, it's been argued that St. James, the epistle of St. James, is almost tossed out of the can because it suggested, it seemed to some people to suggest that we would work for our salvation. That is not what it says at all. It doesn't even suggest, but it does suggest that we have to be doers of the world, of the word. We have to be willing to participate in our salvation, not earn it. Participate. We're saved by grace, period. But we have to show something for it. God is constantly asking us, show us what you've got. And what we've got is to service to him, service to other people, to reprove the world of sin. Sometimes caring for somebody is to point out the sin is in their life, but not before we look at the sin in our own life. So our Lord is ready to depart. I close my eyes. I stood in the Mount of Olives during Christmas tide. I'll never forget. It was a cloudy day and a shaft of light. I stay on the Mount of the Ascension. A path of light came from those clouds and shined on the Eastern Gate, Jerusalem. I will never forget that. And I repeated the words which I said, "Go ye therefore teach all nations, teaching him in the name of the Father and the Son, and baptizing him in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." I stood there and also thinking, fast forwarding to where I am now. And he says the same thing to us. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. The last words our Lord said on this earth, and was taken up from them. I might have been like a little baby. I probably would have shed more than a few tears. Imagine him that was with us all these 3 years. There's a disciple, fisherman, looking to him, making mistakes all the time like we do. And then he's taken up from him. And then we have to fast forward to Ascension Day. Why is he standing looking upward? He will come back in like manner. But in the meantime, as one said, T-shirt I saw years ago, "Jesus is coming, look busy." I'll read again, this is a letter to the American church. I'm reading from this different times. It's a wake-up call to the church in America. And here in the author quotes in this a passage from Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter of the 15th verse, to the 21st, and it says, what is the church? What is the church? And Moses writes in Deuteronomy, "See, I have set before you today life and good, death and evil. If you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, then that I command you today, by loving the Lord your God, by walking in his way, and by keeping his commandments and his statutes and his rule, then ye shall live and multiply, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to take possession of it. But if your heart turns away, and you will not hear, but are drawn away to worship other gods and serve them," we see a lot of that today, "I declare to you today that ye shall surely perish." That means exactly what it says. We see it all around us. "You shall not live long in the land that you are going over the Jordan to enter and possess. I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice and holding fast to him. For he is your life and length of days, that you may dwell in the land that the Lord sware to our forefathers, Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." This is the charge of the church. This is what we're supposed to do. people said to me at different times, well, this is 2023, and this is written 3,000 years ago. God said, I am the Lord, I change not. The psalmist says, thy word, O Lord, is forever settled in heaven. We believe this, we may be a small group, but we're a mighty group. We hold fast to this and do what he tells us to do. And in the meantime, as we go through Rogari, we ask, we pray to provide for our needs and to equip us to take the gospel to those who have not heard it. So I ask you, bless us, dear Lord, as we heard your word from the authorship of Moses, guided by your Holy Spirit, to tell us what the church is and what we must be. Amen.